If you play computer games, put your hands up. How many of you, like, how many have got a Wii in the house? Oh, that's a bit more much more. So, put your hands up if you've got a Wii in the house and you don't play it. You've got the wrong games, And you've got a DS. Okay. Because they're targeting us, you know that. I'll be getting some, like, a cooking guide or something from my DS. It's not just wrong games anymore. But anyway, I'm going to share with you quite a lot today about how I think commercially available games have been built for entertainment, not for education. How I think these are inherently powerful educational tools and how we can use them to great effect, and how they seem to resonate with young learners and to bring the best out of almost the innate ability to learn and to kind of self-regulate, to self-assess. I've got tons of video, so people will be speaking to you as apart from me talking all the time. This is going to be online very soon on the LTS site. And if you have any questions, you can either ask during that, or we can keep them to the end. Okay, so let's crack on. Games-based learning in the early years. Right, let's look at this young chap, right? Watch him. I'm just going to leave the camera on. He's just done 5. How do you describe him?
Engaged.
Concentrating. I'm not talking about guinea pigs here. I think everyone looks a bit like Michael Martin. Look at this. This is what he's playing. This is an augmented reality pet called the iPad. Now, what's with the Sony PlayStation 3? Camera hooks up to the PlayStation and the telly. Points at the floor or the table, and it appears on the screen, and you can touch it. And it reacts to your touch. Stroke it, nurture it, grow it, develop it, build a relationship with this lovely little pitch, copies your drawings, etc. That's what he's playing with. So we, sit again, we do, you look at these devices, these resources, and think, I wonder how that would work in a nursery setting, a B1 setting. Look at that, you can change it, etc. Look at the caution you get. I just downloaded a cup of food today because I want some new achievements with mine. You can play this on the LTS stand, so once I show you this, I bet, after today you've got time, come to see us in the Game Based Learning area on the LTS stand and get to meet the iPad. I'm going to talk more about the iPad. You look at that, how can it help but engage young learners? You know, how can it? It's a wonderful little thing. Look at this. It's the kind of thing I can do. Draw a picture for the iPad. So you draw a picture, it tells you what to draw. Let's see what happens here. Let's show you how clever the software is. And how it just seems to beguile young learners when they see what it does. So we've got a picture for the iPad. Okay? And then, tell us. Put the iPad, see it, you'll copy your drawing. So you hold it up to the camera, and you copy your drawing, and watch what he does. He draws like a child drawing. But that's not all. We're going to create an airplane. We've got fleas, by the way, because you're not being washed today. Notice that. Now, when we look at these things, folks, I'm always amazed at the amount of paper, the emergent numeracy, emergent literacy activities that you can draw out of these activities. Look at that, look. I bet jumps on the plane, see if he can pop 70 balloons. Just use the Xbox with the PSD controller to control how he flies. When we see young children's reactions to these things, you've got to see if you believe it.